in me has sent Father.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to Thomas, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, then you will also know my Father. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you for so long a time, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own. My Father also dwells in me, is doing his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Or else, believe because of the works themselves. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and will do greater ones than these, because I am going to the Father. And whatever you ask in my name, I will do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything of me in my name, I will do it. Gospel of the Lord. Jesus said to Thomas, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is the way because he brings us on his footpath towards Calvary. That means to offer one's life for the benefit of the whole humanity. Jesus did that. He invites us also to share our life with the world. We are not supposed to live for only ourselves. So your mission in the hospital is a great mission to share this life, the gospel. Give life to people. When you serve, you give not only something, the whole thing, your whole life. In Jesus, with Jesus, you serve the world. And then Jesus promised, whatever you ask in my name will be given. It's so true. It is the will of God. Everything is possible. Even to build the hospital. It's something from nothing. But Jesus works. So you can imagine, whatever. And more beautiful things can be built if it is the will of the Father.